From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Coming up, we look at the war crimes trial of former Liberian dictator Charles Taylor. And former Cosby Kid Malcolm Jamal Warner has a surprising one-man show. But first, let's kick things off with headlines. Today, we start by taking a trip through time. 40 years ago today, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down all state laws prohibiting interracial marriage. The case was brought by a couple in Virginia, the Lovings. Mildred was black, Richard was white. They had married in Washington, D.C. because Virginia forbade it. But when they returned home, they were quickly arrested. They got out of jail all right, but the couple had to agree to leave the state and their families for 25 years. Then they embarked on a landmark legal case. After nearly 10 years, the Lovings finally won the right to live in their native Virginia together. Our next headline takes us to Durham, North Carolina. There, District Attorney Michael Nifong begins his disciplinary hearing. Remember, he was the DA involved in the alleged rape case involving members of the Duke lacrosse team. That case eventually fell apart, and the players were cleared of any wrongdoing. Nifong landed himself in hot water. He's now being charged with withholding evidence, making false statements to the court, and making inflammatory comments outside the court. He's not being prosecuted, but Nifong could find himself disbarred, that is, lose his legal license.